Former Pope Benedict XVI has broken his silence to argue in favour of Catholic priests remaining celibate. His intervention comes as Pope Francis considers allowing married men to be ordained as priests to help fill a desperate shortage of clergy in the Amazon region. As Meghna Bali reports, some observers expect Benedict's intervention will deepen the divisions between the conservative and progressive wings of the Catholic Church.
Grazie, buonanotte. Grazie.
When former Pope Benedict became the first pontiff to resign from his position in 700 years, he pledged his obedience to the new pope and vowed to remain hidden from the world. That was in 2013, and since then he's largely stuck to that position, until this week when excerpts of a new book were published by a French newspaper. Senior Vatican analyst Marco Politi says it's an extraordinary move.
It's the first time that Benedict takes side in the civil war which is going on inside the church, because he embraces the line of one of the parties within the church, the party which is opposed to the reforms of Pope Francis.
Co-authored with conservative Guinean Cardinal Robert Serra, Benedict urges priests around the world to stay faithful to a celibate ministry. The book comes as the current pope weighs whether married men can be ordained to address a priest shortage in the Amazon.
There are no more priests. They're in the Amazon countries, but also in other regions of the world. There are priests who can celebrate the Mass and the Eucharist only twice a year. So what does it mean, a Christian community which can't celebrate the Mass?
Pope Francis has long affirmed a celibate priesthood, but he's stressed it's a tradition, not a doctrine, and should be debated. Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Register, Edward Penton, says the Pope's in a difficult position.
Well, it's quite difficult to tell exactly where Pope Francis stands, because on the one hand, he's been quite clear to say that he would never open the door to married priests in the Latin Church. But on the other hand, he said that in some cases we need to look at where there are shortages of priests, like he mentioned the Pacific Islands, there might be a possibility to allow them. So, yeah, the Pope is being put into quite a challenging position, a difficult position.
But the former Pope's intervention is divisive and could fuel renewed anxiety about an unusual arrangement, the coexistence of two popes in the Vatican. Pope Francis has taken a strikingly different approach to his predecessor on several controversial issues, including more lenient views on divorce, homosexuality and contraception. Catholic Church historian Paul Collins says the decision about celibacy is the latest matter worrying conservatives.
His interference in the affairs of the church has gradually escalated. There are people within his own household who are kind of pushing him. I think that there are panic buttons being pressed among the conservative element in the church at the present moment. The argument goes that if he is married with a family, he will be distracted economically. That is going to put a burden on the community to support not just him, but to support a wife and children as well. And, of course, lurking underneath all of this is a suspicion of sexuality. Honestly, in the 21st century, these kind of taboos are nonsense.
The book is being released during a time of renewed interest in the relationship between the two popes, with a fictionalised Netflix film examining their differing views. It's been critically acclaimed, today receiving Oscar nominations for Best Screenplay Adaption and actor nods for stars Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce.
Meghna Bali reporting.